Morning news on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
6:21, I'm Brian Neiman, and joined now by Baltimore County Police Chief James Johnson. Of course, yesterday morning, Officer Jason Snyder was killed in the line of duty while serving warrants at a house in Catonsville. Chief Johnson, thanks for your time, and our sympathies go out to you, Baltimore County Police Department, of course, Officer Snyder's family.
Well, thank you. We thank the community.
Neighbors tell us that they would see teenagers, young people, in and out of that house all the time. And I know you were serving warrants yesterday and looking for a particular suspect. But can you give us an insight of what was going on in that house?
The entry into that structure was, in fact, a search for an individual that we believe was responsible for a shooting that occurred approximately a week prior.
Okay. Was that suspect in the house? Did you find him in that house?
That suspect was not in that home.
Okay. He is still on the loose then this morning. You're looking for that 16-year-old.
As of last night at around 1 in the morning, he was still being sought.
Okay. But was there anything particular to that house? You just thought he was there? Do you suspect that there was some kind of drug activity, gang activity going on at that house, or is that just where you thought the suspect was located?
Our investigation and intelligence information indicated that the individual may be, or there was a high probability that he was to be in that home.
Okay. Officer Snyder was said to have been shot several times and his vest stopped a few bullets. And I heard it described as it was possibly a lucky shot. Just concerned about, are you confident, I guess is how I should ask, are you confident in the protective gear that officers wear, or was it just some lucky shot?
Fortunately, since I've been a young police officer, the technology, the materials are quite advanced. And today you have to balance between protection and an officer's ability to move. Of course, weight is a huge factor as well. But in this particular case, we buy the very best gear that is available. Very best equipment, the very best training, and deploy the most appropriate tactics to make these entries. And it's a tragic event and a great loss for, frankly, the citizens of Baltimore County, the Baltimore County Police Department, and most importantly, the family of Jason.
What can you tell us about Officer Snyder?
This was really a great police officer, truly a shining star in public safety. We all know, the community knows now, that he is a Marine. He's been with us for nearly 15 years. He's been in tactical for nearly 10 years. And again, as I stated yesterday, can you or your listeners just imagine all the hundreds and hundreds of tactical entries he's been involved with, the things that he saw and the work he did to make our community, Baltimore County and the state of Maryland, safer. A true hero.
How is the department holding up?
This is particularly difficult. We've all, because of the size of the agency, become, I'm not going to say accustomed to, but you experience death due to cardiovascular conditions, things like that, or car accidents. Jason was murdered. And we're going to do everything we can to completely investigate this incident. As your listeners may know, the suspect in this case is deceased. However, our work's not done. I want to know where these guns came from. We already know that the shooter was a prohibited purchaser and possessor. So I have a lot more work to do on this particular case.
The suspect, Tevon Smith, he was not a target of the raid yesterday. Is that correct?
We are actively investigating the incident. As I stated, it occurred a week ago. There were multiple individuals involved in that case. And his actual involvement, if any, is still under investigation.
Is he the owner of that house?
I can't answer that. I don't know.
Okay. What's going on in Catonsville? We talked to neighbors there yesterday. There have been several shootings in the last few weeks. How concerned are you about that part of town right now?
Well, I want to remind your listeners that the Greater Wilkins precinct is a very large precinct, and we've had several shooting incidents that have taken place in the last 30 days. I believe three. And some occurred in Lansdowne and, of course, some now along that Security Boulevard area. We have experienced violent crime decreases, and you know, certainly that's a great success. And the tragedy of losing Jason Ultra Snyder yesterday certainly minimizes these great successes. However, you know, we continue to do what we can legally do and certainly must do to make that community as safe as possible.
Baltimore County Police Chief James Johnson, thank you for your time.